Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about people's perception of replacement value.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We wanted to talk a little further on the topic of value. Value is a relative term when it comes to real estate. What's the purpose that you're valuating the property? Could it be for utilitarian purposes? Is this property great for the wheelchair that's in my household or other values in the property, which are not monetary? But we've been talking about the different ways you can also look at the property for monetary value.
There are several value definitions, and all of them exist on the same property. It depends on the function. Give me an example.
For highest and best use of properties, you'll look at the most obvious purpose. For example, single family residence may not be a great rental. It's 4,000 square feet. It's got an acre of land. So you wouldn't look at it for income approach to value, but more likely towards the affluent buyer, not just one buyer, but what other buyers would perceive to be the value at that time as well.
Well, I hear the term replacement value. It cost me a bunch just to replace this thing. How does that relate to, call it investment value or buyer's opinion of value?
Well, it depends on the marketplace. To replace a $1 million property right now, and you have $1 million you can spend on a used home versus building it as you wish, is a very vulnerable spot because right. You could replace the opportunity and match it more closely to your lifestyle. So that's a big threat in that market.
Well, not only that, the new product that would be produced for that $1 million would be designed for current characteristic. You wouldn't have to walk through the kitchen to get to the bathroom as you might in a 1920s home.
Exactly. So there is a threat and a relationship to respect the replacement value in the used market as well. But you look at a $300,000 house in the center of Eugene, you can't replace that unless you take something down in a similar location and brownfill and rebuild in that same location, which is a very different bird. So a $300,000 buyer doesn't really need or have the consideration of a replacement property.
Well, how about a home as an example? A person decides to put in a big swimming pool in the Willamette Valley, as an example, and it cost them $50,000 or $100,000 to do that. What value have they added?
They're thinking maybe $50,000 to $100,000. I'm thinking not.
I'm thinking not too.
It's
the
a
vast
liability.
Majority of the time.
If you think about it, you always want to increase the pool, no pun intended, of available buyers on a property, and the in-ground pool is much a liability as an asset in many cases, so it doesn't do what you'd hope it would, especially in regards to replacement value. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.